Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
50 years ago, spring 1961, off the coast of Baja, Mexico, scientists reached new depths.
This is a story about a scientific and engineering adventure unique in the history of the ocean. This is the first deep ocean drilling.
It was called Project Moho, named after the Mohorovicic discontinuity, the boundary between the Earth's crust and the mantle. The project was organized by the National Academy of Sciences.
Willard Bascom, director of the Moho project for the Academy, is speaking.
We must go in water nearly 30 times deeper. Obviously, these are very difficult engineering problems.
They had to go through 12,000 feet of water and hope to drill miles into the ocean floor, but got only 600 feet. Still, it was a deep water record, accomplished by a team of academic scientists and oil industry specialists.
Dr. Jack McClelland, chief engineer of the experimental deep drilling project. Peter Johnson, naval architect. Edward Horton, drilling engineer, designer of special tools and equipment.
Ed Horton is still a petroleum engineer. Half a century after Project Moho broke new ground, he's still in the deep water drilling business. Ed Horton, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So how did you get involved in Project Moho?
Well, it was quite by accident in a way. I knew one of the principal persons that were involved in it, and Willard Bascom said, "Would you like to join my team on this new adventure?" And I said, "I would very much like to."
So take me back. Were you aboard the ship?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was it like when you were drilling? Was it boring? I guess, you know, it kind of...
Have you ever been on a ship that's drilling 12,000 feet of water?
No.
First time?
No.
Okay. Well, then, I'm glad you said no, because if you said you were bored, then you better find a new job.
So it was very exciting then.
Of course it was exciting.
Do you remember that John Steinbeck was aboard the ship as it was drilling, and he was writing about it for Life magazine?
I was well aware of that, and I had a few chances to talk to him. He was a very impressive person to be associated with.
He wound up writing about it. He's called the ship that you were aboard, that it had sleek race lines of an outhouse standing on a garbage scow. Not a very complimentary.
I thought that was very descriptive, though.
Oh, really?
And it sounds like something he would say. And I am very impressed with the fact that he called a spade a spade.
But it did the job, huh?
It did a very good job.
So, Mr. Horton, how far did you get down in Project Moho?
I think it was about 100 meters or something like that. I can't remember. But we did get cores, too. That was the main thing. It would be easy to go down in 12,000 feet of water and drill a hole. It's a little more difficult to go down and drill a hole that deep, which isn't very deep, but it was deeper than any other core had been taken at that depth by a long shot.
Well, you came up with one of the key new pieces of useful technology that made Project Moho possible, the guide shoe. Do I have that correct?
How did you know that I invented the guide shoe? I never told anybody about it, but it was a way of keeping the drill string from breaking in the very deep water. It was pretty dumb and simple, so I was able to invent it.
So what does the guide shoe look like, and how does it work?
Well, if you took a trumpet and just took the bottom of it, and then you ran a piece of straw or something through it, the bending radius that would be restricted by the curvature of the mouth of the trumpet. And then the ship would be the mouth of the trumpet, so as the ship rolled with the seas, the drill pipe or the riser, as used now, would be restricted in its bending.
So back then, you were a young petroleum engineer, and you invented the tension leg platform and the spar, which, according to your company website, says together these two products alone represent the vast majority of all combined floating drilling and production systems operational in the world today. Now you're one of the most accomplished petroleum deep water engineers in the world, I guess, right?
Well, I don't know about that. It's hard to say. As long as you say I'm one of many deep water engineers.
So how far can we go down now?
How high is the sky?
There's no limit?
Of course there's a limit. You'll come out the other side.
You know, at the time, this was called, what, Earth Science's equivalent of the space shot. Is that what was going on in your mind? Did you think that?
No. I can tell the difference in a space shot and drilling a hole.
So I got to ask you, Mr. Horton, every kid wants to go out in the backyard and, you know, dig a hole, but why did you get interested in drilling?
Well, that's not a difficult question. I was interested in oil, and I saw a movie called Boomtown. It had Spencer Tracy in it, I think, and Clark Gable. The two of them were wildcatters, and I think it was in Oklahoma.
Hey, look, I'm an oil man, too, you know. I haven't been drilling all my life for gophers.
Hey, wait a minute, little man. I was pulling oil out of the ground when your maw was giving it to you for your health.
And they both had good-looking girlfriends, which made it more exciting for them.
Hi, Evie. How's my barrel of sweet Spanish crude, huh?
Where have you been hiding, honey?
I hear they're running a big wildcat out in California.
Wildcats. Always looking for wildcats. When are you going to settle down, darling?
What the heck, Evie? Travel and brag, brag and travel. Maybe I'll hit oil where there ain't.
But he ran out of money, and they begged, borrowed, and steal to drill a little further. And then all of a sudden, in the derrick, I think it was wooden, and it started to rumble and shake. And then the black stuff came up all over, and they were all covered with mud, both Clark Gable and the Spencer Tracy. And I thought, boy, that's a real way to live. This is an adventure.
Did Mohole live up to that adventure?
In my mind, it did. And it wasn't as muddy as it was in Boomtown. But it certainly gave me an incentive to stay with the oil industry. And it's had just as many adventures. Very few of them in my career have been very muddy, but when you watch one of these spars that I've been involved with tip up, and you hope like heck that it's designed right, and when it comes back up again, it just makes me shiver in a way. You know, you're looking at it and you say, golly, that's a hell of a sight. And I don't think that there are very many people besides me that have been able to have that joy and a pleasure.
Well, Mr. Horton, it's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Well, then a pleasure trying to answer your questions to the best of my ability.
That's Ed Horton, president of Horton Wiesen Deepwater. 50 years ago, he was an engineer on Project Mohole. For photos and John Steinbeck's article about the project, go to our website, loe.org. And while you're online, check out our sister program, Planet Harmony. Planet Harmony welcomes all and pays special attention to stories affecting communities of color. Log on and join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com.